Well, I hope you don't have the blues. And if you do have the blues, we have something to help you through that. We've got Lance on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lance. So, what's going on with the weather?
It's being mischievous.
Yes. I think we should, have a conversation with it.
Yeah.
What do you do if you've already got seeds in the ground and they're just sort of sitting there and covered in snow?
Well, they're just fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I just, yesterday, I was going to do it today because on the planting calendar, this is a really good root day, but I did it yesterday, and I planted potatoes and another bed of carrots, and perfect.
Oh, really?
Moisture on them.
Good time to do it then.
Yeah.
So you're saying get your potatoes and carrots and your root crops in now.
Well, you can.
You can.
You know, and they don't like real, real cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't going to hurt them a bit.
Well, this should be the end of it, don't you think?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
So what else is happening in the garden?
It's funny, but as I work the garden in the springtime, or even in the summer, I'm actually working out next year's rotation. So I've already planned some areas of what I'm going to plant in there next year.
That's funny. I'm exactly that way, too. I mean, I am on the garden constantly. And so, yeah, I have next year all planned out, too.
Yeah. So parts of it are like, okay, that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Know, and stuff. So anyways, no, just planting, thinning the early greens. I'll have to start thinning carrots and onions soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those kind of things. Tonight will probably be cold, so are cold enough that I'll go and cover most of my stuff.
Perfect.
The tender stuff. I'm not going to cover garlic. I'm not going to cover the bed of onions or carrots or stuff like that.
How about asparagus? Do you have to cover asparagus?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to actually go out there and pick it in the late afternoon. Most of the snow will be melted and all by then, and then I'll pick it and cover it.
And, excellent.
Yeah, I even have one big bed of raspberries, and I'll cover those too.
Nice. Raspberries,
yeah.
Yum.
Yeah, I'll cover that stuff. So it's mainly just a little frost protection. And then I've mentioned in the past, I'll spray kelp as a foliar spray on the leaves, and that helps the plants go through stress and cold weather stress.
Hmm.
And high production when they're in high, you know, tomatoes or peppers or
right.
Squash. That's another time I'll do it, is because they're in production.
Right.
You know, and then also at the other end, I'll do it. But anyways, I've done that a few times this year.
Mm-hmm. Interesting year.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
It is. Indeed, it is.
I talked to a friend in California this morning, and it was going to be 90 degrees there.
Gosh, I know. That's what the East Coast, too, has just been hammered in all different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing I really see damage right at the moment in the garden is the shrubs that have leafed out. Some of them are almost laying on the ground.
Mm,
the lilacs, the forsythias, mm-hmm. choke cherries, and I've started knocking the snow off at least to get their heads up.
But, right. That's a good idea. Just go out there and knock the snow off.
Yeah, I take a big long-handled push broom and knock.
Be aggressive.
Off. Yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds all really good. I hope everybody goes out there and knock your snow off your plants and cover up your stuff tonight. And pretty soon we should be into full-on spring warmer weather.
Yeah. All right. Go for it.
All right.
You take care.
Thanks, Lance.
Bye.
All right, everybody. You heard it from the man. You know, cover up your plants tonight. Knock off the snow off your plants right now, and you'll be fine.